Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn is on a bereavement leave today. He will be back on Monday. Send a prayer up for my boy and his family. Maryland Terps coming off a 31-17 loss to Rutgers Scarlet Knight. Terps try to get back on the winning side in the Big Ten. Joining us right now, head football coach for those Terps, Mike Locksley. What's going on, Coach?
Rob, what's going on, man? How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Hanging in there. You got Iowa coming up on Saturday. That game is at noon on the Big Ten Network. You can find it right here. Coverage begins at 11 o'clock right here on 105.7 The Fan. We're going to forget about Minnesota, Oregon, and Rutgers because I'm sure that's the same message you're telling your kids, your young men. What does Iowa do that keeps you awake at night?
Well, I think the big thing, you know, obviously got a ton of respect for Kirk Ferentz and the consistency that that program's had in this league a long, long time. You know, when we had divisions, the West Side, Iowa was always a team that was in that championship game quite a bit. Their ability to run the football this time of year is really important. And, you know, that running back, I think he leads the Big Ten, and I know they lead the Big Ten in rushing. So it's going to be really important for us, and it's probably one of the things we've been able to do decent on defense this year is stop the run. And so it's going to come down to us trying to stop the run and limit the big plays in the passing game, which I saw us take a step forward a week ago in terms of limiting the deep big plays over the top.
Coach, what about the this broadly speaking of the Big Ten in general? To me, just looking at it, I mean, Ohio State's up there. Michigan, after winning a national championship, is just not very good. Indiana's undefeated. It just seems like it's kind of an unusual year in the conference.
Well, I think that's, as I said earlier this year, you know, when things were on the uptick for us, that's, you know, the landscape of this is it's where it's going to be from now on because, as I've said before, as you start looking at the way things are being done in college football and college athletics, it's creating the parity, and that's where I've said I remain very optimistic about our opportunities moving forward because our ability to recruit and bring in the right players and then now have the ability to develop them and compete with some of these other schools. And, you know, you see the fruits of what Indiana did with the investment in their program and bringing in, you know, Kurt Cignetti from JMU where he had a lot of success. And, you know, it's the same formula that we want to get done here at Maryland. And as I said earlier this week, you know, none of us are happy with where we are. Let's make that very clear.
Sure.
We are not happy where we are, but we are who we want to be, and that's a team that's really competitive, stays in it, fights hard, and we just keep our head down and keep working. And we got a great opportunity to send a group of seniors that have done some special things here the last few years out in their last home game at the Shell, and that's what the energy is all about.
Do you think contribute this the new parity to the transfer portal, NIL money, anything like that?
Yeah, it's exactly that. You know, when you start looking at the ability for schools like Indiana, like Maryland, to now with the NCAA and the settlement that comes along with it, where we're, you know, have the ability to pay players, and then their ability to leave and transfer, it doesn't allow, as I call the blue blood programs, to kind of stockpile the talent. And
yeah,
you'll see the talent start to be dispersed throughout the country and in our league, and that's where the parity creates. And if you look at why the NFL model works, it's because you have a lot of teams in that above 500. You know, a couple years ago, the Buccaneers at 9-7 went to the playoffs and won the Super Bowl. It creates that parity, and it limits the ability for some of the programs in the past that have had so much success to stockpile talent and make it tough for others to take that next step. And I love it. I love it for Maryland. I love it for college football.
Yeah. Here with Coach Mike Locksley, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Coach, we live in a social media society, and everybody's an expert. Everyone knows what to do. How do you keep the outside noise exactly that, on the outside?
You know, I think it only comes from, you know, I always say wisdom is the experience of your positive and negative experiences. And the wisdom I've had doing this thing 36 years, Rob, is you better not listen to the fans or you'll become a fan. And again, I know they're disappointed, as we are. I mean, we all are. If you're a fan or a supporter of Maryland football, this year has been a little disappointing and going into it. But you know what? I'm still very optimistic, and I won't buy into the pessimism of the culture of what it's kind of become. And we're going to keep fighting our tail off until we get it right. I mean, that's what the turtle race is all about, right? Just continuing to take the next step forward. And we'll continue to do that, at least under my watch.
I figure that. How are the players reacting to it? Because I'm sure you're trying to keep them, you know, keep the head, you close out against Penn State. How are they right now in the headspace?
No, our players have continued. Like I said, that's the part that I'm really confident about, because I know who we are. And this team is a team that will not quit. And when I talk about, they'll just continue to fight, and it hadn't been pretty. I mean, you know, the painful process of allowing probably the two toughest positions to grow up. If it hadn't been for 36 years in this business and having been a part of building programs and even having done that here at Maryland, when we first got back here, it's a painful process when you build it through the high school, which we will continue to do. But now that this NIL thing has kicked in for all of us, you know, obviously to supplement and to make some of the bigger jumps, we now need to go get some good players when this portal opens up to pair with high school players to help us get this thing back going again.
Coach, good luck to you and your seniors on Senior Day. 12 o'clock on BTN against Iowa. And again, that game coverage begins at 11 o'clock right here on the Fan. Thanks a lot, Coach.
You got it.
See you, man. Thank you.